Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be exploring a European growth company, Click Digital. Click Digital is listed in Germany. They're also going to be presenting at the upcoming UK Investor Magazine virtual conference later on in October. But for this podcast, we're going to be looking at the company. We're going to be looking at their operations. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by board member Ben Boss. Ben, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. Thanks for having me. Shall I introduce myself a little bit?
Please do, Ben. If you could give an introduction to yourself as well as Click Digital, that would be fantastic.
I will. Thank you so much. So my name is Ben Boss, and I am board member since 2014, so almost 9 years in a row. Before that time, I already have been active with the company as an external advisor, actually as a corporate finance advisor, while bringing two Dutch companies together back in 2010 with the help of ABN AMRO Leverage Finance. So we combined two private companies. That was done in 2010. And then we moved this company, which was named Click BV. BV stays for an Dutch entity, private entity, which we moved onwards into a listed company back in 2012, also with the help of ABN AMRO Leverage Finance at that time. So while being active quite frequently with the company, then finally I joined also the board in 2014. Longer ago, I have been active already in the entertainment industry, not streaming by then, we were active in radio, television, and in music.
Thank you. So you mentioned there streaming, Ben, and that obviously alludes to what Click does. So it would be good if you'd be able to provide an overview of the operations of Click and the markets that you're operating and the services that you offer.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, we are more a marketing company, which is selling subscriptions that bundles five different content categories, like music, like movies and series, sports, audiobooks and games together. And we sell this to consumers globally, currently in over 40 countries. So we are converting eyeballs into a sale of a subscription. And while having subscriptions on board, you have a steady recurring revenue business model as you're building up, of course, a consumer base. For this year, just to give you an overview and a magnitude of the company, we are operating at a level of, and we guided the market to reach at least 345 million euros of revenue, whereby last year we ended by 276 million euros. So we've been growing the company actually over the last 4 or 5 years quite steadily with a steep increase, starting in 2019 by performing 63 million euros only in revenue. So our strategic approach set us apart from other mainstream streaming providers. And I think this is an important part to mention. While they focus on retention and we leverage more our expertise to quickly capture consumers by sparking interest via online marketing. So for us, online marketing is actually the way to acquire new consumers, new subscriptions for our services.
Thank you very much, Ben. And that's a point that I'd just like to pick up on, if I may, because that's a huge element of what Click Digital does. Would you be able to elaborate on the customer acquisition, what the customer acquisition journey looks like and where Click operates that maybe some other companies within the industry aren't operating?
Yeah, well, as we focus and we did this in the past, and the company started by operating and selling subscriptions actually via TV advertised products, but that's a long time ago, slowly moving into online marketing as well as mobile marketing. But we do this in various ways. So we use, for instance, Google, which is one of our main suppliers, but also TikTok and various other platforms. So what we actually do is sparking interest by our own developed advertising for our numerous streaming services. So how does this work in practice? I'll just give you a small idea. Well, if a consumer is interested in a certain topic, which can be a certain actor or a certain actress, and he's Googling for this person, then if it's aligned with our product portfolio, so if we have this actor or actress also in our portfolio, then there's a good chance while Googling for it that the consumer runs into one of our banners. If this is appealing enough and this is sparking interest and they like to view it, they will click on this banner and then come into our flow, and they get an offer for our bundled services. So this is not only a movie of this actor or actress, but also the other five content categories which we have online, or the other four. So they see that they get really an affordable offer, actually more for less, while they can enjoy at the same time those other verticals. So our marketing spend, our customer acquisition cost, as we call it, act really as our conversion machine. And this year, just to give you an idea, we expect to spend about 120 million euros at least in marketing or in customer acquisition cost.
Thank you. So you mentioned there the product portfolio, and that's something that I'd just like to pick up on now, Ben, if we may, and try and give listeners a deeper insight into how subscribers, users interact with Click Digital through your product portfolio. So when you talk of your product portfolio, what does that actually look like? So a subscriber comes along and they enter the sales journey to some extent to become a subscriber. But when they get to the end of that, what is the typical service that they are getting from Click Digital, and how broad is that? And maybe a few words about how you've actually gone about structuring that in terms of, you know, what are the good products for Click to be putting out there at the moment, and how you go about targeting people in certain settings.
Yep. Thank you for that question. Well, yes, indeed, our core business is selling numerous streaming services. So in every country where we operate, the product can differ, or the offer can differ, because you can imagine with licensed product on hand. So we do not produce our own content. All our content is licensed, but it can differ from each individual territory, as you might not have the license for such product in another territory. So we have a product team running around getting the right product in time for the offerings towards our consumers. Those portals or the numerous streaming services consist of a set of movies and series, but also music, which are mostly the playlist, which you can think of, just to make it easy and very affordable, but also very easy to operate for each consumer, because they have all those five different content categories in one place. So they don't have to go somewhere else and log in if they want to use another streaming services like games, which we also have. It's a very nice product portfolio which we have on hand, which also consists of online gaming. Those are the games which are historically being played on the Xbox and the PlayStation, but also nowadays, which we can do with our technology, we can bring them online. So you don't need any more those consoles. Then we have also a very nice product portfolio in terms of audiobooks, where we currently have, I think, a total of 200,000 audiobooks being offered. Last but not least, we have a very nice sports content catalog, which does have over 800 soccer matches on a weekly basis, and also ATP tennis, horse riding, so special interest sports we represent as well in there. But all depending, of course, in the territory where we can put our hands on the right content.
Thank you. So listening to that, Ben, it strikes me that the focus isn't as so much as being a streamer as being a marketing company, because there's a huge breadth within the portfolio. And there's lots of different interests within there for lots of different categories of consumer. So am I correct in thinking that you would rather put yourself in the basket of being a digital marketing company as opposed to a streaming company along with the rest of the streaming companies?
You're completely right. And we offer our streaming services by putting indeed the emphasis on marketing, but also on a dynamic pricing model. So depending on our product portfolio and the demand of the product, we optimize our pricing in order also to increase and optimize our margins.
Thank you. So, you know, you mentioned there the margin, and it brings me on to my next question. And it's very much looking at the market perception of Click Digital at this point in time, because there's a degree of expertise in winning these new subscribers, which looking here isn't really reflected in the share price if you're looking at the revenue that you're bringing in. What do you feel that the market's missing at the moment?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Jonathan. And it's not easy to answer, but what we think is that we are often compared with, indeed, with the mainstream streaming providers. But actually, we are more global marketers of streaming services, not branding a specific name. So as we all know, the Netflix, the Spotify's of this world, internationally speaking, nobody knows the name Click too much. And this means that we are not visible as a consumer brand, which is not always understood by investors. So it's for them hard to get their head around. Another point is, I think that we our marketing approach is rather unique. So we do not disclose all of these, the key elements in this respect for competitive reasons. And also this is all not always liked by the investors. And last but not least, of course, if you look to the current market space and the market in general, we see that streaming services are underperforming, and also therefore their share prices are currently quite under pressure, to say at least.
Indeed, of course, they have all the content creation costs, which from my understanding, Click doesn't have. It would be good to get an idea, because Click, from my understanding, is relatively unique. I'm struggling to make a comparison against another company. So if we look at the key metrics that you like to talk to investors about, and then maybe make a very loose comparison, for example, to Netflix or another subscriber, and of course, the big metrics for them are the number of subscribers that are coming in. Is that the same for Click, or do you have other key metrics within the business that you'd like to point investors to?
Yeah, one of our key metrics is actually the customer acquisition. So the marketing spend which we do, and the volume is important in there in this respect, as long as we make a decent margin on it. And with our BI technology in-house, we can measure every euro or dollar spent in that respect. So we know upfront that we can realize a margin with the customer acquisition which we do, because we know the ARPU, the average revenue per user, going forward on those newly acquired customers. And as we know also the cost to acquire them, we can easily measure the margin which we can realize. So if we see that one of our marketeers or one of the departments make not the wished KPI, which is, of course, obviously making a profit within the first 6 months of its lifetime, then we take the campaign offline immediately. And that's done within 24 hours. And this is a very powerful tool, and there's also a very powerful KPI, is the volume of marketing which we disclose to the market every quarter. So this profitability is measured, whereby other competitors in the market are more emphasizing, of course, on the product itself and on the productions they make. But they are, of course, running a different type of risk, as you not know on forehand if the production you do in intellectual property, if you can acquire enough customers for that specific product. And it takes longer for them to be break even on a newly acquired customers than we do. So our turnaround is much more quicker. And we have, an example in there with the fine dining restaurant, but we are more fast food that fits its tables five times a day versus the Michelin star restaurants. I think this is a nice, a similar comparison. But we also compete for the eyeballs online. So this is also something which we need to say in this respect. As you see with this, the halftime with the Super Bowl, you see companies like Tesla, but also Coca-Cola, which operates a completely different business model, competing for the same airspace in the halftime to market their product. Also there, we have the same situation with our products and with our marketing. So therefore, we stay a bit aside on exactly where we market our products online. And this is, of course, at the end, all reflected. And this is, coming back into our profitability, our model with the figures which we've shown in our reporting on a quarterly basis, as I just said.
Thank you very much. And just as a final point here, Ben, and sort of picking up on what you've just said there, for people listening to this, potential investors, you know, what would you say to people that are looking at Click Digital and looking over the next 12 months in terms of what could be happening at the company? Why should somebody be getting involved in the stock today?
Well, of course, first of all, everyone should do their own research whether or not to take an investment decision. That's the basic rule. But yeah, looking first of all back into 2019, where we see it as a starting point where we start bundling actually numerous streaming services together in one portal. And while selling that online, we started with a revenue of 63 million euros, and we are now on the go, and we guided the market to reach by 2025 a revenue of almost 500 million euros. So this is, I think, a very nice story. And we are aiming, as we produce already also in the last 4 or 5 years, an EBITDA margin of at least, around 15%. So you can imagine what's going to happen with our figures going forward. So it's a profitable company, all in all, in a business which is continuing growing. We are a unique provider of streaming services by putting the emphasis on marketing to the mass market and to consumers globally. So we are a cash flow machine, I would say, which produces nice free cash flows on a yearly basis, which we also partly use to pay dividends. So over the last 4 years, we have been paying out 40% of our net results back to our shareholders. So being a part of the streaming industry is undeniable cool, and marketing a likable product in this dynamic sector is what drives our team every day. So we have a very good and motivated international workforce to make this happen and to make a global impact for affordable streaming services.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Just as a note to people listening, Ben will actually be presenting at the UK Investor Magazine virtual conference coming up, where some of those points that Ben has spoke about will be illustrated. So do check out the notes to this podcast where you'll be able to get yourself signed up for that. So Ben, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. It was my pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.